guy in your career, have you ever been involved in back-to-back games where your receivers have had such a big impact and a crazy finish as these two?
Well, I've had, I've been fortunate. I've had some times where we've had big games and have been influential in wins. But to say if I've never in my been doing this since I've been seven and 42 years, I haven't been a part of one Hail Mary, and to be a part of I won't say the second one was necessarily a Hail Mary, but two game-winning passes that are kind of thrown up and we come down with it. No, I haven't been a part of that, and it's been a lot of fun.
As far as your receiving core through two games, I mean, it's hard to complain after the two catches, basically, but how would you assess the performance of the receivers?
I think we've played well. Definitely not where I want them to play. I mean, we aren't going to get comfortable around here and say that we're really good. We're going to keep pushing and pushing the envelope. I've always felt like, particularly in it's football period, but in college and NFL, you got to have big plays to win. And, that's our goal, and we got to keep pushing the envelope. And the moment we become satisfied, then you all are going to be asking me how come we're doing so bad. So, I've been around this long enough to know that, yeah, we can ride the highs for a minute, but the lows aren't far behind. So we're going to keep grinding and pushing and working hard and trying to get better. We aren't where we need to be. When we stop dropping the ball, whether it's one drop in two games or whatever it is, or making a missed assignment or not making a block, when we do that and it's 100%, then we'll be where we need to be. But we aren't there yet.
Jurgens had a big game, obviously, outside of that huge catch at the end. What does he do that makes him so successful?
Well, I think his knowledge of the game, his football IQ is extremely high. I think he has a great understanding of, where to be when the quarterback moves. And that helps. And you can't – that's not coaching. That's, I think too much credit is given to a coach, for certain things. And that's just a player making a play. Players make plays, and right now he's making plays. And so I attribute that. And his effort in practice, what you get in, what you do in practice, you'll see on the field. And if you halfway do things in practice, you're going to halfway do it in the game.
What adjustments have the receivers had to make with the quarterback situation and the chain going from the senior to the freshman, and if any?
I think the only adjustment is you put more pressure on them to do it right, make the quarterback right, because whether it's knowing when you're supposed to be in motion, don't wait for him to signal. You do what you need to do. Get lined up. You can't where Taysom was different. If he knew that you need to split out wider, he could do that. Well, you don't have that luxury right now. So you better go out there and get it right the first time. And that's the major adjustment. I think as far as throwing and catching the ball, man, you still got to make the quarterback right. No matter where the ball is, it's your job to make a play on the football. And I don't care who the quarterback is.
Do you feel like the rotation is settled with the receiver spot, or are there guys that are close to joining, getting more opportunities to play?
That's my philosophy on that is it changes week to week. You all have been around me. You better come to work. And, last week Devon had a good game, and, we'll see who plays well. We got to get Mitch out of there a little more, keep him fresh. So that's going to be that's up to Kurt Henderson and Moroni to step in and do that, and then that's up to me to be comfortable. I'm a person that you earn your keep here. And it's week to week. So we're going to play the hot hand. That's the great thing about having competition. You're not going to hold me hostage. I got the bullets now. So, and that's the bottom line. You got to come to play.
Your thoughts about the UCLA's defense, secondary, et cetera?
They're good. They're good. They're athletic, and they pose a challenge. And but heck, I mean, so did Nebraska. So did Boise State. I mean, guys, this is big time football. I mean, they're really good football team. We got to go out and play, and we got to outplay them. And we respect them. I think they're a great opponent. And all those great things. The bottom line is going to be how BYU plays. That what determines who wins and loses the games. It's not about UCLA, no disrespect or respect to them. It's going to be about how you play, and the rest will take care of itself.
Coached a game in the Rose Bowl before?
Haven't coached one. Been in there. Looking forward. This will be really good. I'm really excited about this game. I'll just leave it at that.